Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Finolex Industries Q1 FY23 post-results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the post-result con call of Q1 FY23 for Finolex Industries. From the management side, we have Mr. Anil Bawi, Managing Director, and Mr. Neeraj Kedia, the CFO. This is the first call of Mr. Bawi. Congratulations, sir. I now hand the floor to you for opening remarks, post which we can have the Q&A.
Thank you, Arun. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the investor conference call for Q1 FY23 earnings release. Thank you for your continued interest in Finolex Industries Limited. The company reported a healthy performance for Q1 FY23 on the back of strong volume growth in pipes and fittings segment. Correction in PVC prices during the quarter did have an impact on margins. Let me give you some of the performance indicators for the first quarter of the new financial year, 2023. Total income from operations reported a growth of 23% to 1,190 crores as against 965 crores in Q1 FY22. EBITDA was at rupees 126 crore for Q1 FY23, down 40% against rupees 210 crores for Q1 FY22. The PAT for the quarter was lower by 32% to 100 crores as against 147 crores in the corresponding last year's quarter. Now getting into segmental performance. Pipes and fittings revenue grew 34% from 845 crores last year to 1,132 crores this year. Volumes in pipes and fittings segment grew 29% to 71,960 metric tons in Q1 FY23 against 55,819 metric tons in Q1 FY22. EBIT in pipes and fittings segment was rupees 43 crores in Q1 FY23 compared to rupees 44 crores in Q1 FY22. Moving to PVC resin segment. Revenue in the resin segment grew 25% from 627 crores to 785 crores this year. Volume in resin segment grew 25% to 62,746 metric tons this year as against 50,249 metric tons last year. EBIT in the resin segment was down by 54% on YOY basis to rupees 73 crores in this year. The company continues to have strong balance sheet with a net cash surplus of roughly about 1,300 crores as on 30th June 2022. During the quarter, the credit rating for the company was upgraded from AA to AA+ by CRISIL. I now leave the floor open for questions. I and my colleague, Neeraj, will be happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is on the line of Chintan Sheth from Sameeksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have one question on the other expenses for the quarter. It seems to be slightly, not slightly higher, but is significantly higher than the historical trend. If you can provide color on what led to such a sharp increase in other OpEx.
Hi, Chintan. Good morning. So at a company level, there were two things which actually impacted your right. The other expenses were up. One is on the power and fuel. See, the we have our captive coal power plant. The coal prices, because of this increase in crude prices and resulting coal prices, they have been very erratic. So that went up pretty high, and that had a impact on other expenses. At the same time, we have this buyer's credit on which we have had, because of the movement of the currency, we have had some forex losses on that. So these two reasons, and also when you talk about fuel, even naphtha. See, overall in the entire fuel basket as such, the prices are up, which has impacted us.
So can you quantify what will be the normal power and fuel cost versus what we incurred, which impacted our numbers?
See, coal prices have gone up from 45-55 range to more than $110.
Right.
That is the range. So it all depends on how coal prices behave. If they come back to 50-60 levels, we'll go back to the old levels.
Sure. And what was the forex impact for the quarter?
Roughly 20-25 crores.
25 crores. And on the demand side, on piping segment, how do you see the, because of the, we are witnessing all across good monsoon this quarter, what is our expectation in terms of piping volume for the year?
See, for the year, it remains to be seen, but our target is first to reach the pre-COVID levels. See, our demand for the first quarter has been good, but not to the extent of the pre-COVID levels. And this is especially in the agri segment. If you see, we are 29% up as compared to last year. But when you compare to, the pre-COVID period, overall pipe and fitting demand volume is lower.
Right, correct.
When you split it into agri and non-agri, actually non-agri is 20% higher than what was in Q1 before COVID.
Okay.
And this drop when we compare with pre-COVID is primarily because of agri.
This is driven because of the higher PVC prices, which is impacting demand. What is our assessment?
So, Chintan, multiple factors to it. Prices, if you see, they have now in fact come down. So this should be actually a positive thing for the demand in agri because now more or less they are back to the old levels. So whatever pent up was there because of which was not coming because of high prices, now that should open up. But you're aware, agri demand depends on monsoon, and plus anyways this quarter Q2 is a lean.
Correct. Right. Okay, sir. I'll jump back into it.
Thanks.
A few more. I'll jump back into it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Wealth. Please go ahead. Praveen, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. So the first question is related to the agri, non-agri volume mix. How is that for the quarter?
So for the quarter, the agri, non-agri mix is 40-60.
Okay, 40% is non-agri.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sahai, your audio is breaking up.
Also, can you give PVC, EDC and VCM prices for a quarter and the current level?
So PVC prices for the quarter was roughly $1,450.
Mm-hmm.
VCM was $1,175. And EDC was $670.
And how is the currently?
So today as we speak, PVC is at roughly $1,050. VCM is at roughly $880. And EDC is $520.
And also if you can give the CPVC numbers, sales and the volume.
CPVC sales for the quarter was roughly 3,600 tons.
And the revenue term?
Roughly 150 crores.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. So you mentioned a red-green, non-agree mix for current quarter. Could you help us with the same number in Q1 FY22 as well as pre-COVID levels, what it was? As you mentioned that, you know, non-agree has actually moved 20%. I just wanted to understand that mix.
If I talk about just Q1 numbers, in FY20, non-agree was 25%. In FY21, it was 21%. Last year, it was 32%. And this year, to be very precise, it is 36%.
This is your non-agree mix improvement year on year?
Yes.
Understood. And so based on demand, just wanted to understand, so basically what you're trying to say is, you know, the demand lost is all because of the agri. The non-agri still continues to move up. Just wanted to get a sense, are you, because already the season is lost, but where do you think the demand actually went to? Did it actually go to some other polymers like HDP and all? And now has the gap again widened with HDP that, you know, demand will again come back to us? What's your sense there?
It is difficult to say whether demand went to somebody else, which other polymer, or because see, prices are going down everywhere. Even HDP prices are down, our PVC prices are also down. So we'll wait for, you know, our sense is overall industry demand was weak.
Okay. And now where are the prices, the current PVC prices, and where do you see that moving? Are you still expecting them to move back to around 70-80 odd rupees per kg level?
See, that will be too aggressive to think. This is my personal view. I don't think we see them going to 70-80 levels very soon.
Sure.
But the prices which are there currently, $1,050 levels, they should be range bound now.
Okay. Like from here, you don't see much of the material downside.
Yeah, as of now, we don't see. But see, this is a volatile market. And we are impacted by, you know, things that, you know, are not in our control. So we'll see how it pans out. But as I said, we expect this to be in range bound right now.
Understood. And then last one, if I at all I may, is regards to CPVC volume. So, you know, we've been seeing good amount of CPVC volume gains. So I think that was also because of the price gap moving down. How's the PVC price scenario at this point of time? Have resin prices stabilized or are you still seeing upward movement here? And what's your expectation with regards to, you know, prices?
We don't see a major upward trend as of now.
But are they falling? Have they started to fall?
PVC prices, right?
CPVC.
Not in the same line level as, or net, not in the same rate as PVC.
But they have fallen?
Slightly.
Understood. Thanks. That helps. All the very best.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Utkarsh Nopani from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir. So there are a few questions from my side. First, what is the reason that our pipe EBITDA per unit has come down to a five-year low level in this June quarter? Is it primarily because of the impact of recovery in the agri pipe, or there was an element of M2M inventory loss?
So it's a mix of factors. Obviously, agri demand was lower than expected. And also, in a falling PVC regime or a market scenario, you will tend to have some inventory losses somewhere.
Sir, agri pipe demand still has not recovered fully in the June quarter, so can there be further scope of margin pressure for the pipe segment from here on during peak agri season period in future?
We are anyways entering the lean season.
Sir, I'm talking about the peak agri season period, say for next June quarter.
It is too early to comment for that right now. I'll be very honest.
So what is our capex plan for FY23?
Normal 200 to 50 crore is the capex plan.
Okay. And sir, as all our capex plan can be well funded out of internal accrual, what is our plan to utilize the cash which is lying there on the books?
See, if we are not able to deploy this in business, this will be returned to the shareholders in one way or the other. We will not keep such high levels of cash in the books for a long time.
Sir, it's been a while, like we have been mentioning on this point.
Yeah, But what is happening is the market has also been acting very, very erratically. If you see the PVC prices, the way they are going up and down, we are waiting for some stability to come in the market, so our ability to predict also kind of improves.
Okay. So can we understand that once the PVC resin prices is stabilized, then possibly we can take some decision on this front?
Yes.
Okay. And sir, if you can give some sense, like what would be the current ocean freight rate for PVC resin in terms of dollar per ton basis, and what was the peak ocean freight rate seen in the March quarter period, and what was the normal level seen during the pre-pandemic period?
You're talking about the freight rates?
Yes, sir. Freight rate for the PVC resin.
Yeah. See, PVC resin prices are not function of only freight rate. The major volatility comes from the demand-supply situation. Freight rates were hardened earlier. Now they are probably moving towards normal. But that is not the major reason for volatility.
Sir, I understand. Just wanted to understand like what was the normal ocean freight rate earlier. And what is the current freight rate?
I don't think we have those numbers right now.
Okay. And sir, like with sharp decline in the PVC resin prices, do you see the CPVC pipe demand could get impacted in the coming quarters?
No, not.
At an industry level?
No, not really.
Okay. And sir, what is our fitting revenue in this June quarter?
So fitting revenue was roughly 200 crores.
Okay. And how many SKUs do we have at the end of June?
SKUs are 2000 plus.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ritesh from Investec. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So, building on the prior question on capital allocation, given we have so much of cash in the books, and working capital as a percentage of sales is honestly not much of a problem. How should one look at incremental capital deployment, given, I think, again, just upon the fact that we have been saying that if not for CapEx, there will be a special dividend payout which could be there. Just trying to gauge the timelines and how relevant is working capital on overall scheme of things?
Ritesh, we have actually never said that there will be special dividend. What Neeraj has mentioned, that we will definitely not keep large cash balance on the balance sheet. We definitely would look for opportunities, but otherwise, if we don't utilize this, then the money goes back to shareholders in whatever way we decide. But right now, there are no fixed timelines for this.
Okay. Fair enough. So second question is just wanted to understand the number of inventory days for PVC, CPVC, EDC, PA and BCM under normal circumstances that we would have.
Sorry, didn't get your question.
I'm looking at it from a raw material side. What is the normal quantum of inventory days that we have for PVC, CPVC, EDC, PA and BCM?
See, normally we carry 2 months inventory. But you know that pre-monsoon, we for EDC and ethylene, we accumulate 4 months stocks because our jetty doesn't operate during monsoon period. But otherwise, it is normally 2 months, which we always carry, whether the prices are high or low.
Okay. And sir, for CPVC resin?
So CPVC resin, again, if it is imported, then it is 2 months. If it is procured in the domestic market, obviously lower period.
Okay. So lastly on the pricing, I understand we do not call out on the trends, but I do understand that there was an industry representation of potential safeguard duties. Any update over here?
None so far.
Sir, is there any timeline that one can look at from a procedural standpoint, or is it entirely up to the DGTR to take a call?
The representations are still being made, so we do not know what the result will be and when will it be.
Okay. Okay.
The association on behalf of all the members is still taking this up with the government.
Sure. Sir, last bookkeeping, sir, ethylene prices for the quarter and the spot, you did give PVC, BCM, EDC. I just mentioned ethylene.
Sorry, for the quarter?
Ethylene prices for Q1 FY23 average and the current spot prices.
$12.19, 1219 for ethylene for the quarter. And currently, roughly 1030.
Cool. Thank you so much. Wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Well, most of the bookkeeping questions were answered. I have a few. You mentioned that in the other expenses there are forex losses and impact of rising fuel cost. Could you spread in terms of the forex loss impact on your the two segments, PVC pipes and the resins?
It is majorly to the PVC segment because forex imports are mostly for the PVC segment where we import EDC and VCM and ethylene. But to give exact number is right now not possible. We don't have it handy. But it is majorly towards the PVC segment.
Okay. And on the fuel price impact on a quarter-on-quarter basis, could you quantify what was the jump that you have seen?
So you're talking about which quarter? I mean, Q4.
March versus June. How has the impact been?
So it is rough.
In March it was about 47 crores. It has gone up beyond 70 crores.
Okay.
Okay. Despite volumes coming down.
No volume. In fact, production volume is up.
Is up.
So this is both.
Okay. Even if I see production volume is for the pipes and fittings, it is up by 5% quarter on quarter. And in case of resins, it is down sequentially, right?
Sorry?
I'm saying the production volume is up just by 5% in terms of the pipes and fittings. Whereas for your resins, the production is down sequentially.
Yeah, resin is slightly down, yes.
Yes. Okay. And, given that the spreads are further compressed sequentially, if the July spread number which you have, July end numbers which you just, highlighted, and even domestic market resin, resin prices have also come down. So, how are you looking at September and December quarters? How are you trying to mitigate margin pressure in the pipes and fittings?
See, what Neeraj mentioned, the spread coming down, that is if we were able to procure EDC at today's prices. We are sitting at EDC which we procured in Q4, which was at higher prices.
Okay.
But there's nothing that we can do. It always happens.
Mm-hmm.
So each year, sometimes we gain, sometimes we lose. So it's part of business.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of margin impact, particularly in the pipes, you're looking at for next two quarters?
See, again, PVC prices, if you look at them, they have gone down by 20 rupees in for a few weeks of this quarter.
Correct.
Obviously, if there's a sharp movement, it'll impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to say how much.
Okay. And you mentioned capex amount for this year would be around in the range of 200 crore, right?
Yes.
So are we not taking any capacity expansions across any of the two segments?
See, resin, we are not taking any capacity expansion. In pipes and fitting, we already have spare capacity.
Okay.
And even if there is a requirement sometimes, so it can be added in a modular fashion. So no major capacity expansion as such in the pipes and fitting, because see, you have to understand, first we need to reach the pre-COVID and cross that bar. When we when we reached 260,000 tons a few years ago, even then we had capacity to go up.
And when you do that, would you have brownfield expansion capabilities at your existing plants?
Yes.
Okay. And last question on the price fall which has happened. We are aware about the PVC side. In the CPVC side, could you highlight or quantify how has been the June end CPVC resin prices versus March end?
I don't have those numbers.
Any ballpark fall that you
see? They depend. CPVC volumes are very low. The prices are not published regularly. They depend on negotiation and the agreements with the suppliers.
Okay.
Very few suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, they tend to follow PVC prices, but with a lag.
Okay. Awesome. Great, sir. Thank you. All the best. We'll come back and see.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in this conference, we request you to limit your questions to two per participant only. The next question is on the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a relatively good set of numbers. So my question is... Sir, this forex losses will continue in this quarter also, since rupee has started, rupee is continuously depreciating against dollar.
See, if rupee continues to depreciate, yes. But I don't think so far the rate of fall is as high as it was in Q1.
So you don't expect any major forex loss this quarter?
If dollar remains where it is, then no.
Okay, and since
possibility being talked about on rupee going to 82 also, so we never know.
Yeah, and since you said current PVC prices are around 1050 per ton, right, sir?
Yes.
So this quarter also we'll have certain inventory losses.
Obviously, yes. Because as I said, 20 rupees drop has come in first few weeks of the current quarter.
But has, sir, drop in prices stimulated the demand? Are you seeing any signals from the market?
Actually, no.
Not yet.
Not yet. And, sir, you gave the CPVC volume for this quarter. What was the same figure last quarter and corresponding same last year, same quarter?
So CPVC volumes for Q1 FY22 were 2,400 tons. And Q4 was 3,600 tons.
So it is, this quarter also it is 3,600, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Peter from KCMA Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
My first question is regarding the forex exposure you mentioned. In terms of revenue and in terms of cost, what percentage of the total is forex exposure?
We don't export. So that way, if you can say that there is no exposure in revenue, but PVC prices in the country, they are priced at import price parity, which takes into account even your forex movements. So that way, and these prices are actually passed on almost immediately to the customers. So that way, there is a sort of a natural hedge that we have when it comes to sales. And on imports, on the resin side, most of our raw materials are imported. So there's, we are open. But again, all this gets translated into PVC prices, which are on import price parity. So we're able to, pass on.
Sir, I'm just a little new, so I'm wondering that, sir, if PVC prices go high, that is negative for the company or?
No, it is not negative for the company.
So only EDC prices going high will be negative.
So it is, let me put it without specifying anything. If your input prices go up and your output prices don't go up, it is not good for anybody.
Okay. Achcha, okay. And so my final question to you is that in terms of capex, you mentioned 250, but how much is maintenance capex for you?
It is largely maintenance capex.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
No. About 250, the maintenance capex will not be more than 50 crores in the.
Okay. Okay, so annually maintenance capex run rate is around 50 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from me.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Chintan Seth from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up, sir. I'm still unable to understand. See, if the data you gave for the quarter on the PVC and EDC and VCM, our sales for PVC EDC is around $780 versus $728 previous quarter. Similarly, PVC VCM is 275. That has slightly declined from 350 previous quarter. So the impact should be larger, and the power as well as forex is related to PVC division, resin division. The impact should have been seen more on the PVC resin part. Why our PVC pipe EBIT profitability has kind of contracted sharply? One is you mentioned the inventory losses.
The effect, see, one is of course power cost has gone up there also. And
okay.
Because of sharp decline in PVC prices, there would be some inventory losses as well.
Mm-hmm. But the movement is pretty sharp. That's the reason why.
Yes, it is.
And it will continue as you have mentioned here because the PVC prices are declining and the weaker rupee will still have an impact.
To an extent, yes.
To an extent, yes. Okay. And the remaining 200 crore will be largely on the molds and the SKUs part, right?
Yes.
No capacity expansion. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Praveen Sahai from Edelweiss Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Hello,
sir. Related to the volume. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sahai. Your audio is breaking up. Sir, it's still breaking up. We're not able to hear you.
Okay, I changed the position. Is it audible? Is it fine?
Sir, this is a little better. Please proceed.
Yeah, so my question is related to the volume. For a quarter sequential basis, the PVC pipe and fitting volume.
Sorry, we can't hear you very well, Praveen.
Mr. Sahai, your audio is breaking up.
Yeah, okay. I'll come in queue.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Bhavin Shah from Samiksha Capital Private Limited. The current participant has placed us on hold. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Samangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the current spread for EDC, PVC and VCM?
So current, right now, PVC EDC is 530. 530
uh-huh.
And PVC VCM is 170.
So can you tell what is the lowest spread you have observed in last say 5-6 years? So are they closer to the lowest spreads of last few years? Have they come to those levels?
See, on a full year basis, we have seen them going. See, in then just COVID had just started. At that time, there was a sharp drop. So that
yeah,
drop.
So leaving out COVID, I say, sir, means in a normalized environment.
Normalized, if you see annually, it has been in this range when we look at the lower part of the range.
So more or less, it has reached bottom range.
Yes,
of last few years.
More or less, yes.
On annual basis, yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Bhavin Shah from Samacha Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I wanted to ask about, you mentioned, you know, demand being the volumes being lower than pre-COVID level. I'm just wondering if that's an industry-wide situation or specific to us. And more importantly, can you talk about what you're doing to business and what is working out for you?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We now have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Repeat my question.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, I was just saying that you mentioned that the volumes are haven't crossed pre-COVID level. So how is the situation for the industry, and you know, what are we more importantly broadly doing to grow our business? Because I think there are peers in the industry which continue to grow quite well, and you know, we being a kind of around for much longer time, there is a general perception that aggressiveness seems to be lacking. So can you address that? And also, the CapEx is for increasing, widening the product range, or I didn't understand that you want.
See, the CapEx, while there will be maintenance CapEx for the molds, the extruders, and in the resin plant also, but mainly the CapEx, fresh CapEx that we'll be incurring is for fittings. And talking about volumes, we are the only ones. For us, the major business has been always the agri business. So since agri volumes have been lower in the industry, we are the ones hit most, while most of others do more on plumbing and sanitation side. So slowly we are also trying to grow more there in that segment. We are getting aggressive, and slowly our volumes should grow in that segment.
And as I said in the earlier during the call also, in non-agri, our growth has been actually pretty decent. Even on a quarterly basis, while our company level volumes are down as compared to pre-COVID, for non-agri, they're 20% higher.
That's good. So in are you targeting any specific geography first? Can you just talk a bit more about the strategy, how you are trying to grow that business?
See, we are mostly present in across the country. I don't think there's any state where our pipes don't go or fittings don't go. And we have, so wherever we are, but west and south are our stronger markets. So our focus remains there. At the same time, when we look at newer markets, the way we look at it is not a specific zone or a, so what we do is we see where is the bigger market. And we put ourselves, which are the markets where the size is decent, but probably our reach is slightly lesser, or our share of the market is lesser. So the target is to improve our penetration in those markets.
And so in that regard, are you coming up with any specific programs? Like, you know, I know that in some regions, there are very strong plumber incentives. So on the, you know, basically promote one brand. And things like that. So how is that?
So
what are you doing in all that area?
We also engage with drunkards on a continuous basis. Okay. So, and see, this is something that we lacked in the past. Our engagement with the plumbers and other influencers was less. And that is what we have been working on in the last 2-3 years. And that is also reflected in the way our non-agri volumes have been growing.
Mm-hmm.
And this will continue in the future also.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning team, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the channel inventory. Given that the prices were falling, is it fair to say that the channel inventory would have been the leanest in as many quarters, I mean couple of years?
That is safe to assume.
Okay. And assuming a scenario where the PVC prices do not fall materially from here on, do you expect channel inventory to immediately come back to the earlier pre-COVID levels?
Uh,
See, right now we are in anyways the lean season, monsoon.
Okay.
So I and overall, even after June, in the last 20 days, the prices have again fallen sharply.
Yes.
So I think for that inventory level to come at pre-COVID normal levels will take some assurance that the prices will stabilize now. But having said that, you know, generally the inventory carried by the channel is also not very high.
Okay. So assuming maybe until September, if the prices remain range bound, do you think that by then the channel inventory would have been significantly higher as compared to what it is now?
I don't know how do you quantify significantly, but it should be at a comfortable level. But you're right, absolutely right. In a falling price scenario, people tend to destock and keep as minimum stock as required. So once the prices stabilize, this mindset should change, which is natural. I mean, which is natural and normal for our business.
Okay. And secondly, on capital allocation, again, sorry to again be repetitive. You mentioned that once the environment stabilizes, you will take a decision on capital allocation. So in your decision making list, is there a greenfield sort of a facility also on the plate, or as of now there is no such
initially on? As we said, the capacity expansion when required would be because we have possibility of expanding in the existing plants. We'll do that, but eventually yes, we will have to consider greenfield as well.
But sir, what better time than now, right? I mean, given 13 billion of cash, and there will be pressure also to return the cash if you don't invest.
Understood. Point taken.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for the project.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Karan Bhatelia from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, just to continue from Bhargav's question, sir, do we give some kind of price protection when the PVC prices is so volatile?
See, when the market demand or the scenario is such, if required, we do give.
Okay. And also, how is the competitive intensity from the unbranded LPVC of 8 rupees per kg and PVC of 165 rupees per kg? Because I believe the working capital requirement will be of far lesser at this PVC pricing range.
Can you repeat your question, please?
Sir, my question is with respect to the competitive intensity from the unbranded at PVC of 100 rupees per kg and PVC at 165 rupees per kg.
So competition is always there in the market. I mean, be it branded or unbranded. So this is a fiercely competitive market. There are more than 500 pipe manufacturers in the country. So that always remains.
So is it correct to assume at a lower PVC pricing, the competitive intensity will be much higher?
Yeah. Even when the price was 75, those players in the organized players were in existence. But I don't think our brand competes with this unorganized player.
Right. And one last question, if you may allow, any concrete capacity expansion plans for PVC resins and CPV resins at the industry levels in India?
Yes, right. In PVC resin, of course, there are plans, sizable expansion.
So can you quantify any?
If you are seeing, in past few decades, there has been no expansion in PVC resin industry. But now we understand. Some players are expanding their capacities and new players are also coming in.
Right. Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abhishek from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, just one thing in terms of the PVC prices having come off. Has India seen higher PVC price reduction than globally because of the Chinese imports, or is it in line with the global peers?
See, if you look at US, the prices relatively have been stable. It is only in the Asian markets that the sharp movement has been there, and you are right, it is because of construction slowdown in China the lockdowns happened because of COVID, that the supply glut situation has come. And at the same time, demand in the local markets, in the domestic Indian market also has been low. So that has triggered this sharp reduction in PVC prices.
Okay, okay. And so this can partly reverse if the China demand kind of tends to come back.
It is hoped, yes.
Okay, okay. And sir, just in terms of typically the way you all have seen the inventory losses, probably the inventory losses, since you all have strong balance sheet, the ability, for these smaller players, how do they react in light of such sharp inventory losses or sharp PVC price reduction? Anything from the last cycle that one can draw conclusion out of, in terms of do they get weaker because of such sharp inventory losses and other things? Any thoughts?
Yes, they do. See, in case of smaller players, it is easy to shut off facilities for a while and then restart, and these things happen. Now, we are more affected because we are integrated players. We are the only one with the backward integration. So, effect of price movement is more on us than the only PVC pipe maker, and especially ones who are smaller in size, who don't carry large inventory.
Okay. 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 And sir, any thoughts on new products, non-related in terms of HDP or maybe a lot of other products that which a lot of peers are making? Any thoughts on getting into some of the new?
Yes, we have been looking at them, but unless there is some sense that there will be volumes, we have not initiated that process.
Okay. Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, have we lost any market share in agri pipes over the last 2-3 years?
Not that we feel. We don't think, because the overall demand in agri has been lower in past 2-3 years.
But generally, last 2-3 years have been very good for agriculture. Farmer income has been also good. So why demand has been so low?
See, more so because of the volatility. In case of farmers, this is one in a lifetime type of investment. So they would rather wait for the prices to come down than take the plunge.
Okay. Okay. So...
We should also consider that last 2-3 years, monsoon has been good. So if monsoon is good, the farmer has the ability to defer his decision to buy to the next season. So that has also played a role.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Akshay from CRAMC. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just one question.
Sorry to interrupt. Akshay, we are not able to hear you.
Hello. Am I audible now?
Sir, slightly audible.
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah, so just one question on this. Sir, you did mention that the CPVC, now if the gap between the PVC and CPVC is again widening, but you don't see that to impact the CPVC volume. So, sir, any specific reasons why you think so? Because at least in the past, when the gap had narrowed, so the CPVC portfolio of the players were doing well. So now, with the gap again widening, sir, any specific reasons that you can share?
No, we are not saying the gap is widening. We feel that the CPVC prices also will come down to an extent.
Okay, okay. Okay, okay, understood, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. On the demand side for the pipes and fittings, would you have any industry level understand? If you could share some industry level what was the growth in FY22 and what sort of number you're looking for FY23 in from an industry level, not at a company level, both in the plumbing side as well as in the agri side?
Unfortunately, you know, there is no association publishing such figures.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And second, in terms of capacities, you mentioned a few capacities are coming up. Could you quantify in FY next 2-3, FY23, FY24, what sort of PVC and CPVC capacities are expected to be operational?
No. In next 2 years, I don't think there will be any capacity available because these are gestation period projects. So it will take at least 3 years for these capacities to
come into market. Okay. And you also answering to Abhishek's question that demand is weak. Is it just because of monsoon? You're talking about the lean period and the agri side because people held on to their purchases amid high prices, or there are any structural things which you are looking at?
No, there is no structural change in the industry.
Okay. So, are you looking at that post-monsoon demand should pick up because there's a lot of government initiatives, scheme, and then also in terms of the plumbing side, real estate market picking up?
Yes, we feel that it should pick up, yes.
Okay. And just one small observation, sequentially your realization which you give for internal sales and external sales regions. So, while I see the realization for your internal sales have come down quarter on quarter, March versus June, external sales realization are marginally higher. Why this difference sequential basis?
The internal transfers happen at the market rates.
Okay.
And external sales mostly happen at open markets. So, there will be some difference always.
Okay. So, while one is down, the other could also be slightly higher in terms of change quarter on quarter.
Sorry, not very clear. I couldn't.
I'm saying that versus March quarter, the realization, your internal sales realization has come down from 131 to 124 rupees a kg.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas external sales from 134, it has gone up to 137. So,
No, I don't think it has gone down. For
internal transfer also. Okay, I'll check my numbers. I believe so. That's all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Arun Baid for his closing comments.
Yeah, on behalf of ICICI Securities, I want to thank the management for giving us a chance to host this call. So, do you want to make any closing remarks?
No, thank you, all of you.
Thank you.
Look forward to meeting you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies
and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.